This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Alabama at the Pentagon in Saudi Arabia says that two of its oil tankers suffered significant damage in a sabotage attack aimed at ships off the United Arab Emirates coast, and last week warned ships that Iran or its proxies could be targeting maritime traffic in the region. The warnings do come at a time where there's heightened tensions between the United States and Iran. U.S. defense officials told VOA that the U.S. military is assisting in the investigation of the sabotage at the request of the UAE government. Earlier, the UAE said four commercial ships were subjected to a sabotage operation near its territorial waters in the Gulf of Oman, but did not give any details on the sabotage or say who they were thought was behind the attack. Albanian protesters threw firebombs at the police Monday evening, and the supporters of opposition parties gathered in the capital to ask for the resignation of the socialist prime minister, Edi Rama, in early elections. Opposition supporters marched in front of the main government buildings amid rain, but they did not attempt to break the police barrier as they did on Saturday. Instead, they threw firecrackers at the prime minister's offices. Hours earlier, officials from the United States, European Union, and Organization for Security and Cooperation in Europe had called for restraint. The U.S. Embassy called on opposition leaders to condemn publicly the violent acts of their supporters and on the authorities to act with restraint. More at voanews.com. This is VOA News.